Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, Flight of the Starbird, by Annie Caroline Schuler. Our stars, Patricia Joyce, Noel North, and Philip Brown. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops for value.
It's 6 a.m. now. Flight crews are inflating their balloons and firing up the propane burners that heat the air inside. Ground crews are gassing up their cars to follow the balloons, then assist in their landings. The balloonists are discussing today's races, past success and failure, and ways to prevent problems. Chad never mixes in with these discussions. He figures he's planned too carefully for anything to go wrong. He's in complete control. He doesn't ask for this privilege. He simply takes it. And with good reason. He knows it all.
And here's the Starbird, Sally. We have arrived. Good morning, Chad. How's it going?
Move off the ropes. You're tangled in them.
Still the chivalrous fellow we all know and love.
Would Madam kindly remove herself from the launch area till we're ready to go? Today we launch first and win.
We'll see.
We will. I'll check the basket.
Isn't it lovely out here?
It's nice. Oh, what are those on the ground?
It's okay, Sally. Just rope we used to anchor the balloon.
Hey, you there. Hey, will you get your big clumsy feet off the ropes? What are you anyway?
Blind. As in blind as a bat?
Oh, it's you, Sally.
I thought Sally would like to visit the balloon for a bit. She's usually cooped up in her parents' truck as they follow us around the country.
Yeah, well, there's lots to do. We're next for the air pump.
Wait a minute. I have two questions. First, what is that disc around your neck?
It's a medallion. Part of my outfit.
Oh, and a beautiful hunk you are, too. Well, at least it's useful if you ever need an extra dinner plate in a pinch.
I checked the balloon in the basket. We're ready.
Except for Assistant Judy, that's my second question. Where is she?
We don't need Judy. She won't be coming along anymore.
Since when?
Well, since our phone call last night. An extra person weighs down the balloon. There's no reason for a third.
I enjoy company up there, someone to talk to. Either you find a friendly third party or we do not launch today. No flight.
But what about winning?
What about having fun?
Aw, come on.
Chad, sooner or later, you'll learn that manipulation doesn't work with me. Happy hunting. I'll check the weather forecast. Oh, and Sally, I'll tell your folks you're all right.
Hey, Sally, could you get out of the way?
Where is out of the way?
Come on, get in here.
What? In the balloon basket? Not me.
Sally, the balloon's not inflated yet. The basket's still on terra firma. It's very safe. We'll win today with my strategy, if we have no delays.
And I'm a delay.
You don't understand, Sally. This competition is very important.
To Aunt Gloria?
And to me.
Why to you? Not your balloon.
I'm the instructor. I'm in control. Hey, I know all there is to know about balloons. And I know how to win.
Winning, that's important to you.
Well, it's a good reward for knowing how to take charge.
And do you?
All the time. Like now. We can stand around wasting time, or you can get into the basket. For your Aunt Gloria.
Well, okay. Till Aunt Gloria gets back.
That's a good girl. Here, take my hand. Up you go, and in. Okay, now, Sally, just don't touch anything. I've got a lot of thinking to do and no time at all.
Thinking about somebody to go with you and Aunt Gloria?
Yeah, who is there? Wow, your Aunt Gloria is really a...
Marvelous. I mean, she sure is brave going up in this thing. She tells me all about it.
Maybe if I... Sally, you get along well with your Aunt Gloria, don't you?
Sure, we get along great.
I gotta find somebody. Be right back.
Well, then get me out.
Just hold the old fort down, kid.
My niece, Sally. Beautiful, intelligent, but blind. So she's pitied. Chad is equally intelligent and handsome and admired. But he's also power-hungry and will try to manipulate anyone and anything to be in control, to win. And this makes him dangerous. But when I left Sally with him, I had no idea just how dangerous he could be. While Chad put his latest scheme into action, I checked with Sally's parents. my brother Stuart and his wife Gail, who were gassing up their truck, getting ready to do their thing as my chase crew, following the starboard, then assisting when we land.
Okay, Gloria, truck's all ready.
And the weather's clear, at least over the valley.
Is Sally all right?
Oh, why wouldn't she be, Gail?
Stuart, you know she's not used to being away from us.
Well, she's 16. She'd better learn.
She's fine. Chad's with her and everything's okay.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Morning, Al.
Is the starboard ready, Gloria?
Except for our missing assistant who your son Chad decided we didn't need.
Why does he act like that? He's got it all. Looks, brains.
Trouble is, Hal, he figures he's in control all the time.
Chad lost his mother early. I was busy with business. Sure, he's always got good care, but he knew who paid the bills. If somebody disagreed, he knew how to get around it. Still does. I wanted things to be easy for him. And I guess it was easier for me to let him have his way, to be in control.
But what happens the day he loses that control?
I'll talk to him. I guess I'm a better salesman than a father.
He's at the balloon, or thereabouts.
Hey there, Sally.
Who is it?
Chad's father, Hal Cahill. Where's Chad?
Looking for an assistant for Aunt Gloria, I guess.
I thought you were it. You look so at home in that basket.
No way. I don't know what it's like growing up in one of these things, and I don't intend to find out, ever.
With furniture for 25 years, so I know about quality, and that's why I recommend a Sears Benchmade sofa for your family. There's a heavy-duty hardwood frame braced to withstand stress. The coil spring construction gives long-lasting comfort, and you can choose from fabrics and attractive solids or bright prints, all treated with Scotchgard brand fabric protector. Compare the quality of a Sears Benchmade with other fine sofas, and you'll be surprised. Styling, durability, and comfort. Benchmade, a great place to relax. Now at most Sears retail stores.
Hey, Gloria. Good news. Sally's coming with us.
Come off it, Chad.
No, really. It's all set. She wants to do you a favor. She said so.
You asked her and she said that...
It's all set. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Travers?
If Sally wants to go, that's fine with us.
I don't know, Stuart.
Gail, Sally wants to go.
Under control. It's still difficult to believe how well his con game worked. To a point.
Chad, what's that sound?
Just the propane gas burner. I'm turning it on. The balloon's half full of cold air, and now we heat it.
Help me out, please.
Wait a minute, Sally, old girl. Remember the favor to Aunt Gloria?
I've done the favor, and you're back, so get me out.
Hey, get your sticky fingers off of that rope. You don't want to pull on that, kid. See, that's the ripcord. You pull that and the whole top of the balloon pops off.
What for?
Well, when you land, the balloon empties out and keeps you from dragging along the ground. Now, this other rope...
feels different, not as thick.
Well, now, that's the maneuvering line, connecting to the maneuvering vent. A balloon panel that we open and close to go up and down, or to level off.
Wow, you do know all about it, don't you? I'm impressed.
Look up there. The starboard's inflating. Doesn't that silver bird on the blue and red panels look great? See how the colors blend on the balloon?
The way you describe it, I wish I could.
Gee, I only meant to... Hey, I'm sorry. I gotta fix the drag rope.
Hey, Sally! You really look at home in there.
What's that?
That's me getting in.
And this is me, joining you.
Wow. Tight quarters with the three of us.
Ready to launch!
Launch? Hey, what do you mean?
Here we go.
Hands off the balloon. We're up.
Hey, Gloria, what's happening?
It's okay, Sally. It takes a little while to level off.
I'm getting out.
No, Sally, we're too high. Chad, you said she agreed.
Well, you've got company now. Somebody to talk to. It's what you wanted, right?
Sally, and breathe deep. Chad, you've done some pretty rotten things in the past. And like an idiot, I overlooked them because you truly knew balloons.
I want to get down!
Chad, take her down!
But the race! We're going to win today!
Chad, down!
We can't go down. We haven't leveled off yet. You want us to overturn or crash?
What's happening? We're not going down!
Sally, I promise as soon as it's safe, we go down.
Okay. But why are we bumping around so much?
Chad, slow down and level off so we can go
down.
We tried a good updraft, so it'll take a while.
Oh, where are those breezes coming from?
Here. Feel the opening in the basket's side, like a screen window.
Yeah.
On hot days, the screens keep us cool. Also, I can look out and see.
Hey! The other balloons are traveling that way, but we're too high.
Oh.
How can we be off course so fast? Chad, we're heading for the mountains.
With Sally's extra weight, we don't have a chance to win the race going the regular route, so I decided on a shortcut.
There's a storm over the mountains, Chad.
I know what I'm doing.
But you said we were going to go down.
It looks like we can't go down, Sally. We're already over the foothills, so we can't go down until we're clear of the mountains.
Don't worry, I can handle it.
Maybe Chad thought he could handle the bumping and jostling around. But could Sally and I? And our chase crew below didn't know what to make of it.
They're not following the other balloons.
Stuart, what are they doing up there?
I don't know, Hal. You tell me.
Gloria knows there's a storm brewing over those mountains. Where's Sally?
Up there.
Up there with Gloria and Chad?
Yep. She decided to ride the airborne route this time.
Well, she told me herself she'd never go up in a balloon.
But Chad told us right before the race started.
Chad told you.
Oh, no. Oh, Sally.
She'll be okay. Gloria's with her, remember?
Oh, they're really bouncing around up there.
I had to stay on the basket floor to hold Sally still. With her thrashing around, we might have capsized. You better take us up, Chad.
No.
We have no choice. We can't go down.
I'll get us through right where we are.
How? By crashing us into a mountain? Take us up.
Not up into those clouds. We'll lose visibility.
You prefer to lose your life, our lives?
Hold on. Here we go.
We continued upward, unaware that our decision was being closely monitored by our nervous ground crew.
They're so thick and dark. Oh.
Uh-oh. Where did they go?
I can't see them. Oh, Stu, I can't see them anymore.
The starboard's rising right up into the clouds. They're gone.
Slot to the left side. Malone dropping right straight back. Swings the screen out to Williams. He's got it at the 50 on the 45 and the 40. Down the sideline to the 35. He's going to go all the way, and he scores!
This is Tom Dillon. Saturday, Arizona State goes after its second win of the year and its first Pac-10 win of 79 in Corvallis, Oregon, against the Oregon State Beavers. Join Butch Metcalf and me for all the action starting at 12:25 Saturday afternoon, live from Corvallis. ASU football, yours for the listening here on KARZ, the official voice of ASU sports.
Gloria, Chad, and Sally played an exhausting game of tag with the clouds. Gloria and Chad had to alternate between working the burner and the maneuvering rope. They took 10-minute shifts to give their arms a rest. Pulling on the maneuvering rope and pushing the propane lever in a combination to keep the balloon level as they rose higher was quickly draining their strength. And Sally was numb with fear.
Chad, we've got to stop a while.
The clouds will surround us. We'll lose all visibility.
We've got to take that chance. Either that or we both keel over.
Okay. But just for a minute or two.
Oh, wow. These old arm muscles are really getting some work. I wonder if, after all this, if I'll be able to play the piano.
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Because I never could play the piano. That's why. Hey, Sally, is that a smile I hear?
Yes, that's a funny joke.
Only as old as the world.
An oldie but a goodie.
What'll we do now?
You're the instructor, buddy boy. Instruct.
Well, according to my calculations...
I can't wait to hear this.
I don't understand this. I had it all figured out.
Come off it, Chad. You've never had it all figured out. You can't control the weather, buddy boy.
I can use the weather to do what I want. The winds, the updrafts. All you gotta know is where they are and how to manipulate them.
Like today, like now. Hey, where are we anyway?
Oh, shut up.
We're in a cloud, Sally. But we don't know what we're over, and that's why we can't go down. Only up. Until we clear the clouds. And you'll have to excuse Chad's lack of manners. I do believe he's experiencing a moment of uncertainty.
Nothing is further from the truth. Okay, come on now. Here's what we're going to do.
Ever think you'd be floating through a cloud today, Sally?
No, never.
What's it feel like to you?
Now, just listen a minute. Now, here's my plan.
Slimy fog. Breathing's like swallowing melted ice cream, all thick and gooey.
That's an interesting reaction, Sally.
And it feels like it's clinging to my clothes and my hair.
Hey, you're right. You look like you're wearing a halo.
Perfect. We seem to be going right up to heaven.
Will you listen to me? I'm the instructor. I'm in charge here. I'll decide what to do.
Fine, buddy boy. Then get us out of here. Can you do that?
I'm working on it.
Fine. When you have it all worked out, let us know.
I'll just do that.
But Chad could no more get us out of there than I could. Or anyone else could, for that matter. We were stuck. Eventually, we'd have to move on. Rise higher and higher to clear the clouds. But first, we had to rest. Down below the clouds, however, our ground and chase crews were keeping busy. And their CB radios began collecting some harrowing information.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. 10-4. Hey, Stuart. Gail.
Any word?
Yeah, we got word from the Weather Bureau about the storm. Now, what you do is go back over the mountains, same way you came. In case the balloon drops below the cloud covering, you can help land.
Right.
And I'll go...
And you'll go where, Hal?
Down around the coast.
The coast?
Yeah, according to the forecast, the storm over the mountains is traveling out to sea.
Out to sea?
The beaches are being alerted, but I figure an extra truck can't hurt.
We appreciate your help, Hal.
Why not? My boy Chad's up there, and this whole mess is probably his fault. So just keep in touch with Eagle Rock Clubhouse. We'll find them.
How?
How what? How they'll find them?
How will they be when they're found?
Our wits and conserving our energies as the cloud covering rolled over us, getting thicker and thicker. We couldn't see anything. Finally, not even the basket, the balloon, or each other. Aboard the blinded starboard, we could be anywhere.
I can't see. I can't see.
Neither can I.
But you're blind. I'm not.
Correction, Chad. We're all blind now. I can't even make out the instrument dial.
But we don't know how high we are, how far we've traveled, or in what direction.
No.
I can't see my hand, or the balloon, or the propane flame. Is it still on? Maybe it's out.
It's on.
Well, how can you be sure?
I hear it. Listen.
And here's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
I failed. I really blew it.
Oh, it's hearts and flowers time now.
This never happened to me before. You don't understand.
I understand, all right. Maybe I can't see, but I've been bumped into, tripped over, and called poor little thing enough to know what it feels like not to be in control, buddy boy.
Hey, what's with this buddy boy bit?
It's supposed to shake you out of that self-pity you're winding into. And buddy boy fits you perfectly. Until you start acting like an adult.
Is that Sally talking? My meek and mild niece?
I guess when danger is close at hand, the real me comes out.
I see. So, what does the real you think of me?
I think you're a terrific woman. But an A number one jerk to have allowed this child to be your instructor.
Since it's truth time, Chad, you got any reply?
What went wrong? I can't figure it.
You went wrong. You can't manipulate everything, you know? The wind, the storm, people.
Hey, how about that?
What now?
It just made sense. Something a teacher told me years ago. I didn't understand it then, but I do now. He said the trouble with being blind is that you aren't able to see.
How's that again?
You see the world as lots of people see me, Chad. They figure since I can't see, I can't think either. You figure you're the only one around who can see and think. So you put yourself in control, even if you don't deserve to be. Sometimes I'm afraid because I can't see. And I think I know now why you're afraid. Because you can't stand the thought of being out of control. I guess in a way you're as blind as I am.
Out of control? Me?
But I can't be. I never...
Get used to it, buddy boy. Welcome to the world of the imperfect. Now let's just sit back and think about what to do here.
I don't know what else to do.
So sit there and think for a while, okay? I'll stand with you for a bit, all right?
Sure. Looks like you're the guide now. You're more experienced at this no-sight deal than I am.
How about that? At last I'm an expert on something.
At that moment, Sally began liking herself, respecting herself. And Chad was seeing his own imperfections, probably for the first time. Meanwhile, on the ground, Hal was patrolling the beaches. They were empty because of the approaching storm.
Breaker, this is Starbird Search and Rescue Truck calling Land Patrol. Land Patrol, come on.
How's that you?
Sure is, Stuart. I'm traveling the beaches. No tourists here at all. Lifeguards are on the alert, though. They're watching for the Starbird.
Still no sign of her yet?
No. I'll keep going over the beaches till we hear something.
And we'll keep checking the mountains.
Okay, Stuart.
You figure they'll be all right?
Hope so, Stu. 10-4.
Okay, Sally, now. Open a little to stabilize. A little more. Okay, close. Open again. A little more.
Anchors away!
We finally shot up through the clouds and came out over them in a clear sky. Quickly, we stabilized our position, but we still resembled a cork hopping up and down on the surface of the stream, bobbing about from side to side. I think we'd all have been seasick had we not been near freezing. But freezing soon became the least of our worries.
I can't breathe.
Can't be. This altimeter must be broken.
You usually travel, what, 500 or 600 feet?
This altimeter says we're at 7,000 feet.
Can't be.
Oh, yes, we are. Try to breathe. No air. Now, all of us, we breathe easily, slowly, and don't force.
We'll suffocate up here. We're going down.
Dropping through the clouds. Neither Sally nor I had time for thought, so we both acted instinctively. We both grabbed for Chad.
Let's go. I'm choking.
Sit down first. Sit down. Well, I figured that disc around your neck would come in handy eventually, Chad.
Is that what I grabbed onto?
Sure was. All but strangled me.
She stopped you from crashing us into God knows what, Chad.
Yeah, but we're down, aren't we?
Considerably. But I can't see anything in all this cloud.
Still can't breathe right. Medallion feels like a ton on my chest. I gotta take it off.
Hang on, we're choking!
Grab it! My medallion!
Everybody okay?
My medallion, it went over the side.
Oh, some poor schnook down there is gonna think a UFO dropped on him.
Did you hear that?
My gold-plated designer-inscribed medallion.
It could have been worse. It could have been you. We have other things to worry about, Chad.
Gloria, smell.
What?
Salt.
Salt?
Didn't you hear the medallion splash? And listen. Waves.
Oh, my God, we're over the Pacific Ocean.
Involves running undercover. Your main source, Sears, for men's warm-up suits. The purpose of your mission, to continue jogging through fall while keeping an attractive barrier between you and the elements. Namely, with a Sears combo of long pants and long-sleeve jogging tops and jackets. Designed to deflect the enemy. Known in major jogging circles as the Big Chill. Running undercover. It's colorful, comfortable, and warm in a Sears jogging suit.
All items available at most larger Sears retail stores.
Including act of Flight of the Starbird.
Pull up there. Pull up. Too close.
Can you see land?
Let's see. I think.
Yes, land.
Where?
Over there.
That's so far away.
I seem to recall one of our numbers saying, we'll make it, we'll make it.
Okay, okay.
Feeling better now?
I'm way off course over the Pacific, and I don't even know where I am. Why shouldn't I feel wonderful?
You should. Thus far, we have successfully functioned as a team. We're not out of trouble yet, but we're getting there. We lost control of the situation, but not of ourselves.
I'll take the maneuvering rope, all right?
And I'll man the propane.
And I'll be Scotland.
Oh, yes. Easy with the enthusiasm, Sally. We aren't on terra firma yet.
We're lucky. Wind's blowing us towards land.
About time our luck turned around.
Going over the mountains was a calculated risk, and we lost.
No, we won. We're still alive. See anybody on land?
Not close enough yet.
Breaker, breaker, trailing truck. Looking for lifeguard station, come on.
Lifeguard station, come on.
I'm on the beach about 100 yards from you. The hot air balloon we've been looking for, it's here.
Hey, I see it. It's coming in fast.
Hey, you boys better get your boat ready. Looks like they're sinking into the ocean.
Right on. We copy, 10-4.
Calling land patrol. Come on, land patrol.
Yeah, Hal.
We got them coming over the ocean.
They all right?
I don't know. Too far out. But head over.
Sure will. 10-4.
We were so anxious to descend through the clouds that we released too much of the precious hot air from our balloon. What air was left had been cooled by temperatures at 7,000 feet. So for every small distance we moved closer to land, we sank several inches closer to the sea surface.
Raise it up! Raise it up!
Propane's on full blast. I feel the salt water spray.
We're down to less than 100 feet. We'll never make land.
Chad, your optimism is overwhelming.
That isn't funny.
Wouldn't you rather go down with a smile on your face? There is a God. We're hitting some updrafts. Open the vent a little. We're tipping over. What can I do?
Don't move around. Don't talk. Keep still.
Sally, you stand near Chad in case he needs help with the maneuvering vent.
I don't need help.
I wouldn't push that point if I were you, Chad. Up to now, you haven't exactly covered yourself with glory. I want to help, Chad.
Okay, here. Hang on to this rope for me.
While Chad sulked on the basket floor, Sally and I maintained a level position as the updraft tossed us about.
More flame, more flame. I feel it sinking.
Okay, okay. You've turned into some dictator, you have.
Yeah, how about that?
Too bad your first balloon voyage had to be this one. First kidnapped and frozen.
It's been okay. Scary, but not bad. It's a lot more interesting than riding in that pickup, chasing after you on the ground with Mom, trying to share with me the beauty of your balloon flight. Now I understand the beauty she was talking about. It is some feeling. Floating with the winds, lighter than air.
Even better than being a bird. Birds have to fight to keep up in the air, flapping their wings like mad. We just fly with the wind.
We're down. We're down.
Lift! Lift!
Lift us up, you damn starboard.
Level, level. Venting. Okay, level.
You maneuver this thing pretty well.
Well, you don't have to see to do this. Just feel the basket going up and down.
You know, some balloonists have a brailled instrument. They always take an assistant with them to help landing, but they do all the work.
How about that?
You're feeling better, Chad.
I'm sick with joy.
Yes, you're feeling better. Your sarcasm's coming back.
I'll take the maneuvering rope, Sally.
Okay.
I thought you were taking the maneuvering rope.
I have to warm my hands first. They're freezing.
We need somebody on that line.
Okay, okay. Here, Sally, since you do such a sterling job.
Wait a minute. This isn't...
Vance, open that vent.
I can't. It's not the right...
Pull the rope. Pull the rope.
No, the wrong rope. Chad, this is the ripcord.
Oh, here's the maneuvering line, Sally.
Oh, got it.
Chad, you dummy.
I handed her the right rope. She dropped it and picked up the wrong one. I handed her the right one.
Chad, you did not. You handed me the ripcord, which by your definition pops the top off the balloon upon landing. You didn't want us to land here, did you?
I know I handed you the maneuvering line, you stupid blink.
You're a stupid blink yourself. Can't tell the difference between a thin maneuvering line and a thick ripcord. Just get out of my way. Sit down.
Yes, Chad, do sit down. Get out of the way.
How does it feel to be put out of the way, Chad? Stupid blink indeed.
Chad, you should say thank you to Sally, and I will too. Thank you, Sally.
For what?
Sally stopped you from pulling the ripcord. She just saved our lives.
Thanks.
Anytime.
As we
we got closer to land, we could see the crowd waiting for us. And the lifeguard boat was approaching fast. At least we'd be safe, but I was worried about the starboard. In deep water, we'd lose her. I had paid $8,000 for her, and I was determined to save us all.
You up there! Everything all right?
Yes, thank you. We're fine.
You must be. To act so polite at a time like this. You want to bring it down here?
No. I'm taking it in as far as I can. Water's too deep.
That's all right. We'll get you before your feet get wet.
I'm going to save my balloon.
You sure?
Sally? Yes.
Why not?
Okay, then. We'll ride alongside.
I figured out a beach landing, but the wind, as usual that day, had other ideas. About 10 yards from shore, in 5 feet of water, we came down.
Now.
On the beach, the reunion of Sally and her parents was joyous. Not so the reunion of Chad and his father. I was just happy to be back on terra firma. Back at the Eagle Rock Balloon Clubhouse, we had a real celebration, with Sally popping the first champagne cork.
Glory, I'm really sorry.
We're alive and well. And Chad, I hope, has learned several lessons from all this.
Oh, he's got plenty of free time to think about them now. He's grounded for a while.
Oh, we were so worried, Sally.
Oh, were you, Daddy?
I knew you'd be okay with Gloria, but yes, I was worried. It was your first time up in a balloon. I haven't even been up yet myself.
Your turn next week.
Not me.
But, Daddy, it's fun.
Sally, you enjoyed it.
It was interesting, and Aunt Gloria made it really fun. I'll probably go up again sometime, but not with Chad.
Well, to tell you the truth, Chad's not going up for a long time. That you can count on.
At least we've got something wonderful to celebrate. I earned my pilot certificate today.
Oh,
here, Sally. Bob has opened another bottle of champagne.
I'm getting good at this.
Well, don't get too good. We can't afford it.
No.
I think I'll see if Chad wants some.
After what that boy put her through, she's still willing to be friendly.
That's our daughter.
Next stop for her is the UN.
You know, I got to check that altimeter in your basket. It's got to be broken. To reach 7,000 feet in your balloon, not very likely.
Hell's right. What about Sally hearing Chad's medallion drop into the ocean from wherever you dropped to?
It is possible to hear surface activity from a considerable altitude. And remember, because of Sally's blindness, her hearing is much better than ours. With all the craziness we were going through, I don't think Chad nor I would have heard it. Sally saved our lives.
That in itself is a miracle. Today's been a miraculous day.
I'll never be able to doubt the existence of miracles again.
So if you don't doubt miracles, don't doubt your daughter either.
My little girl, Sally.
No more. That's a woman we're talking about.
Chad, you still here?
Yep.
Want some champagne? I brought two glasses.
I've been grounded.
I heard. That's tough.
And it's largely because of you, you know.
Chad, I can't get over my blindness, but you can get over yours. Open your eyes to the world, to people. See them as people, not as things you can manipulate to get what you want. So let go a little on that tight control you think you have over the world. No one's in control all the time.
Yeah, that much I learned today, little Mary Sunshine.
Do you want champagne or not?
Okay. Sure I do.
Here, you hold the glasses.
Well, make sure you hit the glasses and not my outfit, okay?
Just hold them steady.
Well, can you feel where they are?
Sure. Just hold them right there. Just hold them.
Hey, that's my hand! My hand!
I know it's your head.
Sally, today you have earned your pilot certificate, too. That's what I call a perfect landing.
Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. Flight of the Starbird was written by Annie Caroline Schuler, produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Our stars were Patricia Joyce, Noel North, and Philip Brown. Also heard were Peggy Weber, Barney Phillips, Norman Alden, Michael Gelman. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle.